It's an easy drive from Medford to Grants Pass or vice versa. Interstate 5 makes it a straight shot. Unless you are not the current owner of a car or truck, then your transportation options are limited. A Monday through Friday work hours commuter service just started up between those two Rogue Valley cities. Not surprisingly, it's called the Rogue Valley Commuter Line. Here to tell us about its birth and hope for a life cycle is Scott Chansey, the Josephine County Transit Supervisor. Scott, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me here.
So we missed a party yesterday. What did you do yesterday to celebrate the birth of the Rogue Valley Commuter Line?
The director of ODOT, Public Transit and Rail Division, came down, said some words, a couple local dignitaries, that kind of thing. So it was a kickoff celebration that culminated with our arrival in Medford at the RVTD transfer station on Front Street, and that ended the celebration there. A few more people spoke. But essentially, it was the formal kickoff of the service. It actually started on September 2nd, so we had been operating for about 15 days before yesterday. So that was the first formal, you know, here it is, we're rolling it out. And it was basically to make sure we'd kind of worked out most of the bugs.
So, yeah, by the time the dignitaries show up and give the speeches, you had 3 weeks to get used to
things. That's exactly right. So we had some ups and downs in those 15 days, but we're working through it. And we'll probably have a few more on the way, but at least it's up and running and we're ready to go.
It seems like unnatural that there'd be some public transportation options. There were historically between Grants Pass and Medford, but not anything quite like this in a while anyway. I mean, so how did this get started, the Rogue Valley Commuter Line?
Well, the urban area of Grants Pass was, the population area of Grants Pass, mm-hmm. including Rogue River and Gold Hill, was just determined to be urban per the federal census. So once we became urban, then collectively all of those parties got together and decided what to do with transportation funding. One little known thing is, like Medford, Grants Pass has an air quality issue. So they're part of an air quality maintenance area. So there was funding available to run public transit services, so we decided to go ahead and put together a project that ran service between Grants Pass and Medford using those funds. So the project is a demonstration project. It'll last for 3 years, or that's how long the funding is. If we have to put more service out, obviously it's not going to last as long as 3 years, but it will, at least that's what we have planned. And at that point, then the community needs to decide, is it worth it? Is this a valuable service to continue? I would like to think that it is. I think between fare revenue and some other local funding sources, we can get this thing implemented further beyond those 3 years.
When you say put some more service out, as in have more runs available?
Yeah, we actually had vehicles given to us from Lane Transit District. So they are 43 and 45 passenger vehicles. And the reason that we got those is because our current fleet over in Josephine County, I didn't feel would be able to accommodate the loads of passengers. So if there's overloads of passengers, we're going to have to put in more runs, essentially more than the five, to accommodate that, to make sure that you're not under crush load conditions, because no one wants to ride in that kind of a condition. So if we have to put more service out there, then you know, obviously the funds won't last the full 3 years.
So you just explained where the buses came from. These are buses that the Lane Transit District had on hand. And did you have to bring an additional driver on to be able to accommodate the service?
Yeah, we had to bring on three additional employees, or three. It's 2.5 FTE, which is a full-time employee. So there was additional employees that had to be brought on. And at the same time, I had three drivers that were injured and two that retired all at the same time. So this has been challenging, to say the least, but we are up and running, and things can only get smoother from here.
Scott Chansey is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Josephine County Transit Supervisor. We're talking about the Rogue Valley Commuter Line, 5 round trips a day from Grants Pass to Medford and back, something that hasn't been offered in the Rogue Valley in a while. Join us on the Exchange if you have questions or comments. 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Check us out on Facebook. You can see Scott smiling in our studio before the question started. So we mentioned how the funding mechanism worked, where the buses are coming from. Are these buses designed for highway service? I mean, there are some subtle differences, sometimes not so subtle, between city and highway kinds of buses.
Yes, they're actually heavy-duty vehicles. They're what you would see in a larger urban area. The speed isn't necessarily a factor. They can handle the speed. They're diesel vehicles. There are a governing mechanism on the motor, so, you know, we can get up to 65. But they are heavy duty, so they're built for this type of service. And what it comes down to is the difference between over the freeway and in the city is basically stopping. So it's not stop, go, stop, go, stop, go. So it's just stop and then go. And then we stop a while down the road. And we also stop in Rogue River and Gold Hill.
Now, are those automatic stops, or is it the kind of thing you have to call to make sure that the bus will stop for you at that time?
They started out being call in advance to make sure that the bus will be there to pick you up. And after we started, after the first day, they became automatic stops. So there's enough people calling to be able to relay that to the driver on a regular basis. We just said, okay, we'll stop every time. I didn't anticipate the demand to start right away like that, so I was pleasantly surprised.
But that is a good thing, isn't it?
It's a very good thing.
So what has the ridership been like so far?
We're averaging 46 passengers or boardings a day. I call them boardings, not passengers, because not every trip is a round trip. Mm-hmm. And not yesterday. I don't have yesterday's ridership yet, but Mondays we had 74 boardings. So the goal was, at least when I planned this service out, was 100 boardings a day, and we're averaging 46. So I'm about halfway there, less than a month into the service, so I think that's pretty attainable. Which, again, brings up the other issue about crowded buses. So whereas I knew I was going to get to that point, I didn't think it was going to be quite this quick. Now, we're not quite there yet, but RCC, which I anticipate to be a large or a significant segment of our border or ridership will start Monday. So their service starts or classes start Monday. So we'll see what happens then.
So, well, all right. This is things are coming along then. And for one thing, if you have so many people who want to get on in Gold Hill and Rogue River, then you've got a good trend there. Is it? It seems like over time, certainly when gas prices are high, people do get into public transportation more. That was documented fact as we headed into the recession a few years ago. Do you feel like the Rogue Valley is there, though? Like it's getting to a point where people are riding public transportation more regularly? This is a pretty car-centric place.
Well, I have a unique opinion on that, and I'll explain it to you real quick. I think that if you design a public transportation system that works for everybody, people will use it. If you deliver on your promise of mobility, people will get on. And I think that's been proven in Josephine County, where since I got there in 2009, our ridership has grown 154%. And I have not put any service out on the road. I have not advertised. I've only changed the way that the system functions. So I tend to disagree in terms of who uses public transportation. I don't care why you use it. I just care that you use it. And then I care that you continue and have a good experience and come back. So as far as this service goes, I think it's not just based on gas prices, although it is. There are some people that find it less expensive to use the public transit system than to put gas in their car and drive back and forth. But I think it perfectly illustrates one of the barriers of transportation, and that is distance. And people can identify with that. Whereas if you look at a system within a city, you would kind of consider that, oh, well, people can walk, they can bicycle, they can catch a ride, that kind of thing, that you don't look at the expense of gas. But when you look at a system that operates between two urban areas in the Rogue Valley that's separated by 30 miles, that distance barrier becomes very evident. And I think it's something that everybody can identify. And that is who we're starting to talk to now in terms of people calling in and saying, you know, is the service available, that kind of thing. I'm hearing a lot of families reconnecting. And it's something that I didn't expect, where somebody would say, I haven't seen my son in a year or my dad in a year or even longer, all the way to people going all the way out to Wolf Creek from Medford. So it's that distance barrier that's popping up first that I'm starting to hear. And it's not based on gas price or anything like that. It's just I can't get there, or the family member can't get to me. Or, for example, there was a grandchild that his parents put him on in Medford at Front Street, and he got off in Rogue River to spend the day with his grandparents. You know, that's the kind of stories that we're hearing first, kind of stories that I didn't expect to hear. I should have expected it, but I didn't. But once I did start to hear him, I went, oh, okay, well, that's something that everybody can identify with. It's not easy to get back, you know, from either Medford to Grants Pass or back and forth. You know, there's people that can drive in a city that feel intimidated driving on the interstate. And it's that kind of stuff. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
Grab your headphones. We're going to have a call for you in a moment here. I just want to explain the schedule, though. The service leaves Grants Pass at 6:35 in the morning, 7:35 in the morning, 11:05 a.m., 3:15 p.m., and 4:15 p.m., and arrives in Medford pretty uniformly an hour later, and then is a 10-minute turnaround, then it heads back to Grants Pass?
Yeah, that's correct. There's the driver gets a 10-minute layover to use the facilities to rest, that kind of thing, and then he's back out.
Reboard the bus and off on the road. Here's Jim in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Scott Chansey. We're talking about the Rogue Valley commuter line.
Yes, two quick questions that I have. One, will monthly passes be available? Number two, one of the really biggies that's been a thorn in all of us that don't drive, will charter be available for bus service for large groups that want to attend things in, say, Medford and Ashland, especially, you know, Shakespeare and the music things. Mm-hmm. Evening, there's no evening commute, you know, or anything.
Right. Okay, good questions. Thanks for those, Jim. Scott?
The first question in terms of, I think it was, would a monthly pass be available? There is currently not a monthly pass. We do offer a $20 punch card that's good for $20 worth of rides that does not expire. So somebody could purchase that, and essentially it's good for 10 round trips. So for every trip they get on, the driver punches it twice. It's not the greatest solution. At some point, I will come up with a pass system. It was difficult to figure out how to do that between the two services on both ends, Josephine Community Transit and RVTD, and how this functions between them. So at this point, the best we did was the punch card. Now, the second question in terms of charter, the vehicle holds 45 people. So if 10 people want to get on, if 40 people want to get on, they can. Because these are federal funds and we're governed by federal agencies, there's certain charter regulations that we have to follow. And the main one is essentially we're not supposed to provide charter services except under certain circumstances. So the short answer is just go get on, and if you fill the bus, you fill the bus.
All right, but not a specific charter for, say, a trip to Shakespeare or something like that.
No, we couldn't, but what this has done is it's connected the entire public transportation systems on both ends of the valley. So if you get on this in, let's say, Rogue River and then travel, or you want to get to the Shakespeare Festival, you would go to downtown Medford. You can transfer for free onto the RVTD system and then ride their Route 10 to Ashland and get off at the Shakespeare and then reverse that ride to come back.
All right, so the transfer goes for free to RVTD, but every time you get on the Rogue Valley commuter line, though, you're paying $2.
You have to pay $2, but then you can transfer back at the other end. And this is the same for Josephine Community Transit, which is the public transit services within Josephine County.
Okay, for the folks coming from Medford and they get on at the Front Street Station, which is the main hub for Rogue Valley Transportation District, where do they end up in Grants Pass?
They end up at the Ann Basker Auditorium, which is downtown Grants Pass, in between the City of Grants Pass offices and the county courthouse.
That's right there in front of the courthouse. Okay, and that's 6 down, 7 up, 6th Street.
Yeah,
Sixth Street. A and D?
Yes, that's correct. It's 500 Northwest 6th Street is what the county offices are. And then at that point, you can transfer to the JCT system, go anywhere that it goes, including Cave Junction all the way to Wolf Creek. So we go to Merlin, Hugo, Sunny Valley, Wolf Creek, and then on the other commuter side, we go all the way to Cave Junction along 199. Or you can get on any of our routes that provide service within the city, direct connection to Rogue Community College.
Okay. And at this point, Monday through Friday, 5 times a day. And if there's more demand, other things could happen.
I anticipate it.
Okay. So. Scott Chansey is the Josephine County Transit Supervisor, and we're talking about the Rogue Valley Commuter Line. Scott, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
I appreciate being here.